Planter downforce and vigor on crop emergence yield and hill drop versus singulated cotton. He's from the University of Georgia.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Simarjeet Virk. I'm a PhD student at University of Georgia Tifton campus. I'll be presenting on one of our planter projects that we have going on at Tifton campus. And on this one, we're kind of focusing on the planter technology, the effect of planter downforce, as well as the seed vigor on the crop emergence and the yield versus comparing a hill drop and singulated cotton. So there's been enough research and information out there about, you know, you have to obtain a uniform and high stand establishment early on in the season to have higher crop yields. And there's enough research shows that if you don't have that stand establishment early on in the season, that there is some yield penalty to that. So in order to, you know, aiming for high yields also begins with, again, the uniform and high stand establishment. Now, producers in Georgia typically go towards hill drop cotton to obtain that stand, to get that higher stand, especially in some of the harsher field conditions such as compacted or crusty soils, so they can actually provide, you know, more chances of those seeds to come out. So hill drop, you usually plant two or three seeds instead of one seed, you know, and you space it out a little more than a singulated cotton. So the idea is if you have two or three seeds, you're giving it more chances to at least one of the seeds will come out and you will have a uniform or at least have a stand there. Which usually when you plant hill drops, so when you plant two or three seeds, you are putting out more seeds in there, which higher seeding rates, more seeds, and seed is probably one of the more incidental costs in the whole crop production. So you are putting a lot of money up front in those seeds in order to obtain those higher yields. Crop emergence or that stand establishment, typically, you know, you want to have that accurate seed placement, which means that depends on if you had the right seed depth, seed spacing, seed placement, as well as, you know, the most important is that seed to soil contact when you're planting that seed in there. With the newer planting technology we have today, you know, we are able to provide consistent and higher planter performance even under some of those harsher conditions. So we're hypothesizing here, why not using the newer technology to our advantage to plant, you know, singulated cotton instead of putting out more seed using, you know, the hill drop conditions. And also we're hypothesizing that if you have your planter set up optimize for those field conditions, as well as, you know, some of the seed varieties you're planting, taking those into account, that you are able to help increase that early crop emergence. And the final thing is that, again, optimizing the planter performance using the newer planting technology, you would be able to cut out those higher seed costs by putting out more seed. You know, you're reducing that seed cost and maximizing your emergence by using the singulated cotton with the newer technology. So the objective for the study we're hypothesizing here is, like I said, using better varieties, different type of seeds there, but also using the planting technology. So on this part of the study, we kind of looked at the planter downforce, which affects both the seed placement, the depth, and that seed-to-soil contact, depending on what type of downforce you're using, as well as the seed vigor. So there's different varieties out there in the market, and farmers have a very preference about which variety they use. So some use lower vigor, higher vigor, and there's enough research, again, available that the seed vigor affects that early crop growth or early emergence out there. So we kind of want to test that also on how the planter downforce and vigor affects that crop emergence and yield on both the singulated and hill drop cotton. So our test setup, we use two different type of setups here for getting our hill drop and singulated cotton. We use a 4-row monosem planter, which was set up to do, actually I have that swapped up there. The 4-row monosem was set up to do a hill drop. You know, it was a mechanical planter and the mechanical downforce system, whereas the 4-row John Deere was actually, we had the latest planting technology with the Delta Force, the electric seed meters, and this planter was able to match up, you know, the exact downforce, what we were shooting for on the monosem. Tour seeding rates usually in Georgia, our agronomist or geologist suggested that for hill drop, the farmers usually go for that 10-inch spacing, so we kind of want to test those two higher and lower seeding rates in there. So we did like 8 inches for hill drop, where you're dropping two drops with 8-inch spacing and 12 inches. And then we also calculated the similar rates for singulated cotton. We chose two seed varieties that were very normally planted in Georgia, a small seed, low vigor, and a large seed, high vigor variety. We chose the 1-inch, which is a very nominal depth for planting cotton in Georgia and most of the southeast here. Then on the downforce, this also depends on what type of planter you have, but for our planters, we kind of break it down into low, medium, and high. The lowest we call it is 100 pounds, which is usually, you know, the bare weight of, instead of putting more pressure on the row unit itself, it's kind of the minimal weight of the row unit or the planter or the row unit itself. And then you have adjustments on the planter where you can increase those downforce, which we increased by 100-pound increments, so 200 and 300 would be really high, which almost leave like a compacted trench in the field when you do that. For data collection, we did stand counts in 1 and 3 weeks after planting, and then the yield data harvested. We mostly focused our study to kind of evaluate this all more on the emergence side, because we all know that cotton is known for its compensating for different, you know, environments or conditions throughout the season. So we kind of want to see that early effect early on in the season, right after emergence, and evaluate that. We did do some physiology data collection where we destructively harvested crop samples and did leaf area measurements to kind of do the growth analysis on there. Today I won't be presenting that. It's a more little complex data, but that data kind of backs up the results that I'm presenting here. So coming on to the first, this is the week one, the crop emergence for week one for the large seeded high vigor variety. The graph here shows the emergence as percent, and then on the bottom there we have a seeding rate and a downforce, and my seeding downforce is low, medium, high, and two different seeding rates used. And you can see here pretty on, like, for those low downforce treatments there that our singulated cotton does better than, you know, our hill drop cotton. But if we change those, when I talk about those harsher field conditions, the compacted soil, when our planting conditions or the soil was more compacted due to that high downforce there also, you see that our hill drop, the blue color, performs much better than our singulated cotton there. For again, this is for large vigor, large seed and high vigor variety, so we can effectively say here that the singulated performs better at the lower downforce in non-compacted soils, whereas hill drop would be preferred in, again, those harsher, the high or compacted soil with the high downforce. Week three for the same variety, you can see here that the trend here kind of translates to week three. But again, I said, even though some of the cotton here kind of try to match up with the hill drop or the singulated, but you still see the same effect that at the lower downforces, singulated cotton still performs well, and at the higher downforce or more harsher conditions, that the hill drop still outnumbers the singulated cotton there. So when you look at the same data for the small seed low vigor now, like I said earlier, the low seed or the small seed low vigor has less energy or the mass early on, you know, to come out of the ground compared to the larger seed. So you kind of see the trend here that instead of, you know, it even on the lower side plus the medium and the high, as we saw on the high vigor varieties, that the hill drop definitely outnumbers or outperforms the singulated here, because we are using those multiple seeds, you know, in there together to kind of come out of the ground and helping each other to at least having, you know, one seed out of the ground. So it's helping the situation there, the low vigor. If it's a compacted or crusty soil or we have a more downforce, that the hill drops is performing better than singulated there than, you know, at some of those what we saw in the high vigor variety there. So again, with the small seed varieties, we would definitely prefer to go with hill drop, especially if you are operating in that medium to high downforce range for whatever seeding rates you're doing there. Week three, again, you see the difference here from the high vigor. Week three, we were able to catch up. The singulated was able to catch up on the emergence, but what we like I saw, you want that emergence early on to be uniform and as early as possible. So our agronomist and physiologist suggest that, you know, if you're delayed in that, even if it's able to catch up with that, that cotton is more susceptible to weed pressure and different type of like nematodes or thrips in there. So it's better to have that early emergence and uniform emergence in there. Now, if you look at the yield for the large seeded variety here, you know, you don't see a much difference. We got comparable yields at low and medium downforce, but again, on the higher end, we saw this trend in the emergence data. At the higher, the hill drop performs very well, you know, compared to the singulated. But again, the point here is if you can get a same yield, you know, with a singulated cotton, you know, why waste money on more seeds, you know, at lower and medium downforces than planting, you know, hill drop. For the small seed variety, we saw, like I said, on the emergence that hill drop performed better, and you can actually see that again trend here, same trend here. But other thing we can notice from the graph here is we had two type of seeding rates here, right? 29,000 seeds per acre and 45,000.5 seeds per acre. So if you have, you know, if you can get the same or similar yields at a lower seeding rate, why waste money on higher seeding rates, putting a lot more seed in there if you can achieve the similar yields using that seeding rate there? So some of the summary or conclusions real quick from this part of the study is we know that a singulated cotton with the newer planting technology we have today, that we are able to do the singulated cotton can produce those high crop emergence and yields in non-compacted soils if you use your downforce based on your seeding depth, if you can optimize your planter based on that. Hill drop is still preferred if you are planting, you know, in compacted or harsher field environments and using a higher downforce. Again, the lower vigor varieties, you know, if, like I said earlier, farmers are very typical about what varieties they're planting. So if you are one of those who are choosing the lower vigor variety, you can stick with that hill drop to get those better emergence rates and yields. And this is the point I kind of want to highlight is, you know, with the newer technology we have, planting technology, that it is, you know, it is in our best interest to carefully selecting the variety and also match those planter setup to the existing field conditions. If you have a dry soil, you know, you need to change the planter settings before you go out and plant. If you have a wet and compacted soil, you need to make sure that you are changing your planter setup to able to get that seed to the right seed placement and depth in there to do that. With that, I would like to thank everyone for being attendance here, and I would be glad to take any questions. We did have, early on in the season, we didn't have any harsher conditions when we did the emergence data and all that. Actually, this was irrigating cotton as well, so we didn't have any effect, you know, from the dry land or heat in there. We were able to manage it pretty good. We did have some harsher weather or climate, you know, those hurricanes that come through before we harvested it, so there was some effect in there, but we didn't. It was kind of through the whole field. It was not very specific on plot, so that was kind of unavoidable. It was kind of throughout the whole field, too.